Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. I'm Willie Thompson. Our devotional today, Whose Servant Are You? Romans 6:12 says, "Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that ye should obey it in the lusts thereof." One thing we need to get straight before we start our devotional or lead into the devotional is that you do not need to employ the body in order to sin. Sometimes people will feel that since they did not speak it with their mouth or did not do something with their hands, that they have not sinned, that they can think like they want to and still be right. Well, the Lord already talked about this when he said that thou shalt not covet. This is something, a sin that is done before it reaches the mouth or before it is done with the hands. The hands or the mouth or the body is simply an outward manifestation of what sin has already been ruling and reigning in the life. So the body does not have to be put to work before a sin occurs and before one offends the Lord. And we're instructed to let not sin rule in these mortal bodies. So sometimes you may feel as though you, as if you have a problem that keeps coming back again and again, you've thought, well, if I just move this body somewhere else, then I would have the freedom that I need. No, if you move the body somewhere else, you're simply moving the caged lion to another location, and the nature of the lion doesn't change. He remains the same. The Lord tells us to let not sin reign in your mortal body. So how then can we have this victory? How can we overcome this ruling tyrant, this evil thing that comes up in us and wants to be first place and says, feed the flesh, do things your way, have it your way? That's what the flesh says. Well, we have to die unto self, die unto our own desires and will, but yield ourselves, our members, as instruments to righteousness, to God, and not to those things that would rule over us, but we are to yield ourselves as instruments unto God in our mortal bodies. Now, the question is not, will you serve? But the question is, whose servant will you be? Everyone is someone's servant or something's servant. If you are a servant to yourself, then you're a servant to the world of the flesh and the devil. Now, those three might get together and rule in your life. They may be already ruling now. If you will give yourself to the Lord, die daily unto self, present your body a living sacrifice unto the Lord, refuse to submit to the demands of the old nature, then the way you will do so is that you will do so in the power of the Lord, by the grace of God. Let not sin, therefore, reign in your mortal bodies. And of course, that refers back to the previous instructions that we are given. Reckon yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin. And not to say, well, that I'll enter into some no man's land, a DMZ, so to speak, demilitarized zone. No, there is no such thing. You're either living or dead. You're in or out. You're either for the Lord or you're against him. He owns you or sin owns you. You are a servant of sin or you're a servant of righteousness. You must give yourself to the Lord if you are his. You must be saved in order to be his. You cannot say that, well, you know, I'm not so bad. And no, if you keep the Lord Jesus away, if you don't give yourself to him, you are presenting yourself a servant of sin, and sin still rules in the life, and you're still Satan's property. You're still operating by his rules, and he always gives you the short end of things, making you think that if you'll just stay a little bit longer, it'll pay off. No, sin always brings death. Always. Not a little bit death, but death. And any time we're not giving ourselves to the Lord and to his way, we're letting sin rule in our bodies. Whose servant are you? Sin is attractive to the old, but righteousness pleases the Lord. Serve him. Join us again for morning devotions. I'm Willie Thompson.